Can you put stuff in type if I dictate it to you?
Yes.
Saccharissa, please go and find Ron and his friends. I want to get a small paper out as soon as possible. Not tomorrow morning, right now, please. She was about to protest, and then she saw the look in his eye. Are you sure you're allowed to do this? She said. No, I'm not. I won't know until after I've done it. That's why I've got to do it. Then I'll know, and I'm sorry I'm shouting. He pushed his chair aside and went over to Goodmountain, who was standing patiently by a case of type. All right. We need a line at the top. William shut his eyes and pinched the bridge of his nose while he thought. Amazing scenes in Ankh-Morpork. Got that? In very big type. Then in smaller type underneath, Patrician attacks Clark with knife. That didn't sound right, he knew. It was grammatically inexact. It was the Patrician who had the knife, not the Clark. We can sort that out later. In smaller type again, mysterious events in stables. Go down to another size of type. Watch baffled. Okay? And now we'll start the story.
Start it, said Goodmountain, his hand dancing across the boxes of type. Aren't we nearly finished?
William flicked back and forth through his notes. How to begin? Something interesting. No, something amazing. Some amazing things. No. The story was surely the strangeness of it all. Suspicious circumstances surround the attack. Make that alleged attack. I thought you said he admitted it, said Saccharissa, dabbing at her eyes with a handkerchief. I know, it's just that I think that if Lord Veterinari wanted to kill someone, they'd be dead. Look him up in Twerp's peerage, will you? I'm sure he was educated in the Assassin's Guild.
Alleged or not, said Goodmountain, his hand hovering over the A's. Just say the word.
Make it the apparent attack, said William. By Lord Veterinari on Rufus Drumknot, his clerk, in the palace today. And palace staff heard. Do you want me to work on this, or do you want me to find the beggars? Saccharissa demanded. I can't do both. William gave her a blank stare. Then he nodded. Rocky? The troll by the door awoke with a snort.
Yes, sir?
Go and find foul old Ron and the others and get them up here as soon as possible. Tell them there'll be a bonus. Now, where was I?
Palace staff heard, Goodmountain prompted.
Heard his lordship, who graduated with full honours from the Guild of Assassins in 1968, Saccharissa called out. Put that in, said William urgently. And then go on with, say, I killed him, I'm sorry. Good grief, Vimes is right, this is insane. He'd have to be mad to talk like this.
Mr. the word, is it?
Said a voice. Oh, what the hell is it this time? William turned. He saw the trolls first, because even when they're standing at the back, a group of four trolls are metaphorically to the fore of any picture. The two humans in front of them were a mere detail, and in any case, one of them was really only human by tradition. He had the grey pallor of a zombie and wore the expression of one who, while not seeking to be unpleasant in himself, was the cause of much unpleasantness in other people.
Mr. De Word, I believe you know me. I am Mr. Slant of the Guild of Lawyers,
said Mr. Slant, bowing stiffly.
This,
he indicated the slight young man next to him,
is Mr. Ronald Carney, the new chairman of the Guild of Engravers and Printers. The four gentlemen behind me do not belong to any guild as far as I am aware.
Engravers and printers, said Goodmountain.
Yes, said Carney. We have expanded our charter. Guild membership is $200 a year.
I'm not, William began, but Goodmountain laid a hand on his arm.
This is the shakedown, but it isn't as bad as I thought it might be, he whispered. We haven't got time to argue, and at this rate we'll make it back in a few days and a problem. However, said Mr. Slant in his special lawyer's voice that sucked in money at every pore, in this instance, in view of the special circumstances, there will also be a one-off payment of, say, $2,000.
The dwarfs went quiet. Then there was a metallic chorus. Each dwarf had laid down his type, reached under the stone and pulled out a battle axe.
That's agreed, then, is it?
Said Mr. Slant, stepping aside. The trolls were straightening up. It didn't take a major excuse for trolls and dwarfs to fight. Sometimes being on the same world was enough. This time it was William who restrained Goodmountain. Hold on. There must be a law against killing lawyers.
Are you sure?